Abandoning the Game, a script, written by Z. Charnot, September 1, 1988. They're brilliant. Each converging life is a master of game theory. What are the rules? What are the constraints? Where are the boundaries? Who makes the rules? How can you change the rules? Not games of chance, but games of skill. If you're so smart, why aren't you rich? That's too easy. It immobilizes you with property. If you're so smart, why aren't you powerful? No one wants to control everything. Certainly not love. Where are the challenges? Where are the challengers? What are the games most worth playing? At first it was backgammon, chess, then poker, then it was life, wealth, power, knowledge. Finally, it was wisdom. They understood the enigma together, where the challenge was to combine their wits. But more than that, life was the master game. Each, even in youth, searched for the game most worth playing. Each mastered game after game, profession after profession, when they could win, when no one else could better them. They abandoned the game to search for another, a better game, a game that would use all of their abilities, all of their capacities, all of their wits. Business was too easy. Wealth wasn't enough. The quest was for what to buy that was worth having. No, there was nothing to buy worth having. Glamour? Athletics? High performance? No, there was nothing to do that was worth doing. Knowledge. Is that the final quest? Is it science? Is it art? Physical science? Life science? Social science? Fine art? Performing art? Mind and body, the limits of mass in motion, the game of physical reality. People were constantly finding games, creating games, choosing sets of rules and playing against them, but these were created rules with conjured rewards and punishments. What about the play of natural consequences? What excellence was beyond all games? Their names marked them as players, vita, alive, agile, mobile, lithe, able, capable, quick, love, strong, adaptable, pliable, flexible, swift, glory, splendid, beautiful, statuesque, bright, durable, Brent, energetic, intense, dedicated, devout, penetrating, piercing. Their lives converged. Their paths met. They were first a challenge to one another, then as challengers together, allies. Finally, they were embodied hope, a team, meeting and overcoming themselves, their self-imposed limits. Could they sustain their discovery? Could they create an academy, a culture, a program of development? Could they reproduce their bodies and their achievements? Vita was a prodigy. She could please, she could work, she could learn. Vita absorbed her opportunities.